Ron, when
John, come back.
When did you guys become the ground and pound Oklahoma Sooners?
We've been trying to have a more balanced approach. We got two very dynamic backs that we love to get the ball in their hands as much as possible. So I feel like it's been effective for us, for our offense. We've been kind of hard to game plan for, so we want to keep that going.
How satisfying is that for you as an offensive lineman to be able to somewhat physically dominate an opponent?
It's great, man. It's a great feeling to go forward. You know, pass blocking is a stressful. That's a stressful part of the game, trying not to let Drew get touched. So when you get a chance to go forward and kind of impose your will, you want to look forward to those plays.
How much do you look forward to it going forward during the season? I mean, you know, we've seen the Saints, you know, have this kind of balance for a couple of games, but now mm-hmm. you guys have been running it like this for, you know, seven straight games.
I feel like we're built for it, man, for the long run. We got a young O-line, young team all around. So I feel like we built to keep doing it, and it's going to be a very important part of our game going forward when we get into the real late in the season.
We asked Drew what he saw on the touchdown run. What did you see on that run?
I kind of felt Drew like scrambling, rolling out to the right, and then my guy started working back to the left. So I turned and seen Drew, and he was like running but looking, and so my DN or linebacker sped up. So I just tried to catch up with him and try to throw a block for Drew, get him in the end zone.
What do you call that block?
Just doing my job.
Were you surprised by how many 8-man fronts you saw against Buffalo? It was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. Buffalo was a pretty aggressive. They were a pretty aggressive defense, pretty aggressive going after the ball. I think we're going to see a lot of the same this week. A lot of 8-man box and maybe going forward. But that's a respect factor. We'll take it.
Is that a surprise, though, considering, I mean, I know you've had success, but you got Drew Brees back there.
True. That's what's been the beauty of it, our balance. You know, you kind of got to pick your poison. And when we're hitting on all cylinders, kind of like we were Sunday, we're a pretty tough group to deal with.
How do you feel like you played since you came back?
Been all right, man, at best. Those other guys, other four linemen have been exceptionally well. I'm very impressed with those guys. I'm still trying to work out some things, some technique issues, a lot of stuff, but I'm coming along. But the rest of the line has been phenomenal.
Is that more just related to time off?
Well, whatever it is. I just try to be productive, try to do my job, try to help the team win. But I can't say enough about the rest of the line.
What's been the impact of Dan Rocha on that line?
He's been great for us. He's been great. He's a teacher, but also a student of the game. He's not afraid to listen to veteran players, Zach Streif, Max, and myself, you know, anything we've seen from being out there, he's not afraid or opposed to listening to that and implementing that with younger guys. And just that open communication, us working together, has been an important part.